around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. We are geared up to talk everything and anything in the world of travel over these next 120 minutes that we have with you. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, August 17th. And as we always like to say to begin the show, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, also to all of our listeners there in Alaska and Hawaii, let's go. The fastest 2 hours in travel is on. Good morning once again, Mary.
It is. Good morning.
Well, good morning, certainly. Rudy is preparing for his C and D blocks this hour. I also know that he's packing because he's got a flight to catch, so he's got a lot going on in his world right now. So what's the good word today from Dallas, Bobby, and the Network Command Center?
Oh, it's cooled down a little bit. It's no longer 106 like it was, so we're a cool 92 degrees this morning.
Well,
in the morning.
In the morning. Exactly right. It's only 9 a.m. for you down
there.
That's
refreshing for you guys.
Well, all right. So, but on we go with the show. And I wonder what it is out in California where RJ is, Mary. We'll have to see about that.
So I think it's typical Southern California. It's like in the 60s, no humidity.
Plus he's in Carmel and Monterey. Come on.
He's very happy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. So as we typically like to do when kicking off the show each week, sharing and discussing the travel polls on our website is where we will begin. As I said a few weeks ago, yes, it is summer. We all know that. We've decided to take a little bit of a different direction, have a little fun with these particular polls. It's always nice to mix it up. We're always telling our team that we like diversity and, you know, mix up the show a little bit. So let's hear how members of our audience voted, because these were certainly different polls, Mary.
That is putting it mildly. All right, here we go. And we added it up this week. We've done almost 375 different polls on this show. So sometimes, as you said, it necessitates changing things up, having a little fun for the summer.
Spice of life.
That is definitely the case with these polls. So first of all, big thank you to all of you who voted at rmworldtravel.com. And here are the results. The first question, TikTok and Reddit have promoted cooking food in hotels using the iron in the room. Have you done this? Thankfully, only 7% of you said yes. I'd like to speak with you.
Yeah, we
93% of you said no.
Yeah, so contact us, rmworldtravel.com.
Please do. I'd like to know what you've cooked.
Because you know what? Here's the thing.
Grilled cheese.
A lot of shirts that I wear, I like to have ironed, and we're always ironing, so I'm big on that. And
you
don't
want the food grease.
I do not need your olive oil or your greasy stuff all over my shirts.
I would love to know. I hope that they're not they're messing with us, that 7%.
But now I have to look at the iron more carefully.
Absolutely.
To deal with water or rust in there. Now I got to think about food. So, all right.
You can take the next one.
I don't get that. Who even thinks of this stuff?
What's the next question,
all right,
Robert?
Question two here. Now, this was a big issue a couple weeks ago. The Olympics were going on.
Yep.
We were reading an article in the Wall Street Journal, and I thought to myself, this is time I'll never get back in my life again. But Wall Street Journal reports Olympic swimmers pee in the pool as part of their ritual. If you really want, I'm sure you can Google it and find the article and so forth. I won't get into the details. I think that says enough. But we wanted to know, do you pee in hotel pools? All right. Now, this is nearly 50-50. Okay, yes, 51%. No, 49%.
What's wrong
with this country?
I have nothing on
we
this.
We have enough issues in this country going on right now. But again, you know, really. So, I mean, Bobby, thoughts? I mean, you know, now you got to get in the pool. I got to be thinking about that. Who's next to me? And are they creating some warm spots?
This is why I only swim in pools that I have complete control over what's going into the water or anything else. Because this is disgusting. Yeah,
exactly.
I can't do this.
50-50.
Yeah, I'm done.
It is 51-49, but it's 51 yes. So, okay, so we're going to leave it there. Now, I will say the new polls that are up, again, we're getting back on more of the travel theme. They're kind of fun. They probably indirectly lead to this last question that we just had, but anyway, you'll have to go check those out. So, as I said, you can do that, rmworldtravel.com. If you want to send us, if you cook with food in this, I really don't want to know if you pee in the pool, so don't tell us that. But if you do cook with the iron, let us know that. That would be great. rmworldtravel.com. Click on the Contact Us tab. And by the way, when you're there, you know, if you have a travel question or anything else you want to know, just send us whatever's on your mind. So, all right. Now we're going to get to the Travel News Roundtable. Mary, where do you want to go?
All right. So RJ, who does our open road segment on the show, flew to California, as Robert just said, this week for the big Monterey Car Week. He's going to actually report on that next week with an open road. So be sure to tune in for that next Saturday, the 24th. So anyway, he texted me from his flight this week. And of course, the first thing I text back is, why are you texting me from 36,000 feet in the air? Did you spend money to upgrade the Wi-Fi so you can have be on your phone, which would not surprise me. Mm-hmm. So he writes me back, Mom, I'm flying Delta, not American like you guys. There's free Wi-Fi domestically on Delta. So for SkyMiles members, it's free to be a member, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So of course I laugh, blah, blah, blah. We have a little nice exchange. So this is just on point here. I don't understand why some of the other big airlines do not offer free Wi-Fi. But Delta announced just this week that they are now rolling out free Wi-Fi on international flights. They already do it to Paris and to Nice. And now they're going to be rolling out to the UK, back and forth, Germany, the Netherlands, Spain, Italy. In September, they're going to roll it out to Iceland, Ireland, Belgium, Czech Republic, Denmark, Greece, Portugal, Sweden, Switzerland. More than 90% of their fleet is already equipped with free Wi-Fi.
I know we're going to Hawaii in a couple of weeks, a little over a month and so forth, back to Maui. So we'll be flying American there. I know we will not have the Wi-Fi unless we pay for it because American decided to become a transactional
so,
airline.
So, yeah, if they can offer it, I don't understand why the other...
We could have done Delta, I guess, when we go to Rome in late October. We're flying British Air, then that won't be so.
I personally would never pay to upgrade.
Should have gotten RJ up to give us a live report right now, but I'm sure it's after 7 o'clock. He might be up. Who knows? All right, so let's see. We're going to stay in the airline mode right now. Our Southwest Airlines watch continues as we look, for how the company will outmaneuver Elliott Investment Management's attempt to revamp the airline, and we are rooting for them. We like Bob Jordan, and I know Elliott is trying to oust him, but we hope that they figure it out. We were actually looking to go behind the scenes with Southwest at Maui's airport in October when we're there with the show for a big Let's Go America tour. But Southwest this week said to us they need to back away from that segment as they are consumed with the Elliott fight. And we get that with good reason because Elliott said this week they're moving for a proxy fight, identifying 10 nominees to Southwest Airlines board of directors, escalating its demand for change. And I got to tell you, some of these folks that are on here, you don't want to see. I mean, if you're certainly the Southwest team, David Cush, former Virgin America CEO, Robert Milton, former CEO of Air Canada and United Chairman, Michael Cawley, former Deputy CEO, COO, and CFO of Ryanair. So anyway, we hope the best happens there for them. And then I'll say another airline that continues to be watched by us, JetBlue, and their ability to survive as an independent airline. This week, the three big agencies out there, their rating agencies, S&P Global Ratings, Moody's, and Fitch, they all downgraded credit ratings for JetBlue, pointing to weak results and dim overview for their future. So CEO Joanna Garrity has bigger issues on her hands.
She sure does, yeah. Well, the Alaska Railroad approved a plan for construction of a new $137 million cruise ship port in Seward. That's about 2.5 hours south of Anchorage. Yep, certainly is. And the anchor tenant for 30 years will be Royal Caribbean Group, but it is going to support all cruise companies in the use of the port, and it's expected to open in time for the 2026 season. So that's big news for Alaska.
That's big news. Actually, we're going to talk cruise next, as a matter of fact. By the way, mark your calendars. If you love roller coasters, plan to be in the Chicago area. As in the spring, the Wrath of Rakasha is coming. It's going to drop you 171 feet, a 96-degree vertical beyond break drop. Think about how much that is. Cinderella's Castle at Walt Disney World, well, that's 185 feet, so it's a big drop. All right, I just said up next, Seabourn's president, Natalia Leahy, is going to be here as our August 17th broadcast rolls along. Mary and I are back in a quick 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating river or ocean cruise, our friends at Scenic are offering 2-for-1 fares plus free air on select cruises to deliver a trip of a lifetime. Scenic's hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences are all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Discover the world like never before on board with Scenic and receive up to $2,000 in savings per suite and secure those 2-for-1 fares at scenicusa.com or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need SimpliSafe Home Security at simplisafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplisafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplisafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, 3 customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with 2 devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Can't pay the IRS? Receiving threatening letters? Well, it's about to get worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. They've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation and call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
You know, there is a big happening coming in 74 days, and it involves our listeners across the USA. Can you guess what it is? No, it is not the presidential election. That's 80 days away, folks. In 74 days, Mary and I will be in Rome with a number of our show fans, and we'll all depart on a 10-day seaborne Mediterranean cruise as part of our big Let's Go America tour over there, and we'll be broadcasting the show from Palma de Mallorca on November 9th, which is 84 days away. Our regular listeners know that Seabourn is our favorite ocean cruise line, and for this August 17th showcase segment interview, their president, Natalia Leahy, is about to jump aboard with us.
Well, Robert, since you love dates and numbers, how about this? It's been 9 months and 25 days since Natalia Leahy last joined us on air, and that's about to change right now. After the show hotline, we go to reconnect with her.
Natalia, well, Mary and I are very happy we could make this happen today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, good morning, Robert, and good morning, Mary, and everyone. What a beautiful Saturday morning, and such a pleasure to be with you today.
Well, thank you so much.
We're
very happy to have you here with us. All right, so as I just said at the rejoin, in 74 days, Mary and I will be in Rome with a number of our show fans. We will all depart aboard Seabourn Ovation for a 10-day cruise. That's going to be part of our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise, and it will include a live broadcast of this show from Palma de Mallorca on November 9th. In April, as you know, we spent 2 weeks aboard Seabourn Venture. That was the big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom. We featured live remotes from Isle of Man and Kirkwall, which are now posted on our website and archived there. So this was our first expedition cruise. We had really such a good time. It exceeded expectations, really connected with so many of the crew and passengers. It's been a big growth area for Seabourn with Pursuit joining Venture in the fleet. I know you just had a wonderful naming ceremony for Pursuit that was personal to you. So talk with us about how you've diversified Seabourn's offerings through expedition cruising.
Well, Robert, I love this question, and because it's just such a pleasure for me to share about our Seabourn ultra-luxury expedition travel, and I'm glad you experienced it. You shared with me after your trip how you felt that it was everything about Seabourn, and yet it was different because it was exploration and expedition. And I loved your explanation because our dream when we built this two purpose-built ultra-luxury expedition ship was exactly that. It was to bring Seabourn signature ultra-luxury experience into the world of exploration so that our guests can go to destinations like you've been, which is very hard and to get to and they otherwise wouldn't travel, but do it without compromises and really get this life-expanding experiences. Our expedition business is doing phenomenal. I couldn't be more proud, and it is because we achieved our dream. It's really bringing that ultra-luxury experiences like in places like Antarctica and Arctic and Amazon. And, of course, like you mentioned, I just came back from Kimberley. It's West Australia. It's one of the most rural areas left in the world that very hard to get to. You can only get to those locations and islands on the ship.
Sure.
and a phenomenal experience between both celebrating, you know, nature and wildlife and phenomenal billions years of rock formations, and at the same time celebrating human culture. There is only 40,000 people live in that part of the world, and about half of them is indigenous communities. And we just had naming ceremony, and it's very personal to me because we became a first cruise line. You know, naming is a christening of the ship. It's a very old maritime tradition. And generally people hire, make godparent, a very famous celebrity. We went a different route and became a first cruise line to ask local community, local Aboriginal indigenous community to become godparents of our ship. And that was not just a celebration of one event. It was a start and celebration of long friendship and partnership, because thanks to our partnership, this Wambal Gombra community will be able to build an art camp now on their original land, so they can share their art and their part of their history with every guest who visits that place.
You know, Natalia, I saw a quote from somebody connected to that community. I believe she was a chair for the country, saying that Seabourn is really allowing them to share their unique culture the right way, which is so powerful. I want to talk a little bit about what your goals and your focuses are for the future. So you have Ovation and Encore that can carry 600 passengers. Odyssey's leaving the fleet, but you have Sojourn and Quest can carry about 460 passengers, and on the expedition side, Venture and Pursuit carrying just under 265. All six ships offer big ship amenities and experiences on a scale that really allow for personalized, intimate travel. I'm curious if you are interested in adding new ships or if you're really more focused on prioritizing the Seabourn moments that make the company as good as they are and wonderful as they are. And I'm also seeing enhanced itineraries for 2025, like Seabourn Quest is going to more than 20 destinations in Japan alone. So are those your primary focuses right now?
Yeah, Mary, that's another great question. I'm very interested in adding experiences, like you said, and I think six ships in the fleet allow us to really cover the world. We go to all seven continents, but it's building around experiences based on what our guests would like to see is our focus. And that includes both, like you mentioned, itineraries, unique experiences of destinations. You just mentioned Japan, so we're now offering Japan spring, but we also offer a Japan fall experience, which is incredible time to visit Japan and fall colors. But we also added the whole series of new bespoke destination experience for Japan alone, but we also have it for Mediterranean. So we've really been focusing on providing these more bespoke experiences of destinations and shorex. Of course, you've seen, hopefully, a lot of innovation when you've been on board that we implemented over the last 12 to 18 months. So that will continue to be the focus, from small touches to bigger, you know, culinary experience changes like solids rollout, etc.
Right.
So our focus will continue to be growing this Seabourn moments, unique, exclusive, yacht-like experiences.
I was going to say, let's talk about that, Natalia, a little bit, all right? Because when you look at the growth in the cruise sector of travel in recent years, it's a competitive market, and these days there really is a cruise for every type of traveler out there. So having the corporate strength supplied by Carnival Corporation and Holland America Group certainly has its advantages. It fuels Seabourn to travel to all seven continents, visit over 400 ports annually. Doing it, as we've just talked about here, and as certainly our show fans know from past experiences with us, in ultra-luxury that's affordable, and it's simply just on a different level. So when you consider the culinary diversity and quality offered on Seabourn ships, the elite spa experiences that's offered, the onboard entertainment performances that are first rate, you know, all the excursions that are offered, the onboard amenities. Since you became Seabourn's president 17 months ago, what are some things you've personally come to appreciate about the company that perhaps maybe you didn't, you know, give much thought to in the past because there's such a strong culture there?
So, Robert, that's been an amazing kind of year and a half journey in this role. And, of course, as you know, I've been supporting Seabourn in various different roles over 8 years. So it's always been a very special brand for me. But of last 18 months have been an amazing ride. And I'm incredibly proud of my team because, like you mentioned, just few of the innovations. We've done more product innovations in the last 18 months than we've done in years. And that was all empowered by guest voices. We call the product delight in the details, where we collected a lot of different wishes and desires, and based on that implemented rollout of our newest fine dining experience, Solis. I just got the guest scores, and it's the highest rated dining experience in Seaborn history so far, so I'm very proud of that. We, of course, I know you walked on Venture, and I heard that you had phenomenal connectivities, but that was also an investment that we've done in the last 12 months. We rolled out Starlink so people can choose how connected or disconnected to stay. Most proud, however, and what I came to really value and appreciate about Seaborn is our culture. It's our secret ingredient and why people continue to choose Seaborn. Experience among all other choices they have is our crew, is our team, and that's the secret ingredient. Our service is very, very special. You told me you love Seaborn because how you feel on board the ship, and that's what all guests tell me. They would say they feel like they're stepping into their home away from home, mm-hmm. into the embrace of the old friend, mm-hmm. where all details are taken care of, and yet they feel they're among family.
Well, Natalia, yes, I have to say that, and unfortunately, we're out of time in a second. Yeah. You know, I say all the time, listen, Mary is the secret sauce of this show, and the crew and the team of Seaborn is the secret sauce, no question about Seaborn. Yeah. Listen, this feels like family, so we're not going to say goodbye to you. Instead, we're simply going to say thank you for jumping on board with us today. In 74 days, we'll be in Rome on Seaborn Ovation with show fans. We thank you for helping to make that happen. Enjoy the weekend and look forward to our next conversation, Natalia.
And we are so much looking forward to seeing you on board, Robert and Mary. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Natalia. Take care.
All right. There goes Natalia Leahy, Mary. Always enjoy connecting with her. I just love the passion she has.
Enthusiasm, yeah. And she's done a lot with that company.
And there's so much more coming. Yep. So, all right, looking forward to our cruise coming with them. So as we get ready to step aside for some important sponsor messages, ever wonder why we drive on the right while others in the world drive on the left? That answer is next as Rudy joins the show for the first time today. There are still 8 more segments still to come today on this August 17th edition of your Robert and Mary World Travel Get-Together, and we're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplysafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by amac.com/carry. Ready for your next adventure? What if I told you spending just $1 will certainly save you hundreds, or in some cases, thousands on your travels? Well, when you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, that's the conservative alternative to AARP with over 2 million members, you'll know firsthand the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you get to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, and right now you can do it for 1 year for just $1. Yeah, a buck. With all the travel savings you'll get as an AMAC member on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more like home, auto, and life insurance, this really is a no-brainer. And in addition to the savings, AMAC is also out there dedicated to protecting our American values and defending our rights. Go get your one-year membership for just a dollar by going to AMAC, AMAC.us, AMAC.us/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. That's AMAC.us/carry. Or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors as
usual. Well, one of the things, even though I've driven in a lot of places around the world on the left side of the road, I've always wondered why in Thailand and in England and elsewhere are these people driving on the left side of the road while most of the world is driving on the right side? We have a guest who knows the answer. He's Dr. William Van Tassel, and he manages AAA's, American Automobile Association's, National Driver Training Program. And he knows a lot about this subject because he's studied it. Bill, I know you told me I could call you Bill. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you here. First of all, what percentage of the world drives on the right side of the road, and what percentage drives on the left?
Well, hi, Rudy. You're absolutely right that most of the world does drive on the right side. And there's a number of reasons why that might be, why we have the difference in left and right. And there's a lot of theories about that. And some people go back to the side of the road that people were riding horses on, and right-handed people shaking hands with other people. It's really hard to know which theory is correct, but that doesn't really help people when they're switching from one side of the road to the other in modern vehicles. They still have to figure it out.
Well, let me just refocus that just a bit. So you're riding a horse down the street and you want to shake hands with somebody else riding a horse down the street. So if you're on the right side, you've got to lean all across your body to shake that person's hand. So maybe that's why they rode on the left side. That's one possible theory. I like that. And the guy coming the other way, yeah, that would make sense for him or her too. You're both shaking more easily. But what would be the explanation for the right side of the street?
Well, there's some theories about it's easier to get on and off of a horse that side, but you know, I'm not sure that's really true, because I'm not sure it'd be more difficult to do that on one side or the other. So we're not really sure. Again, some theories out there, but nobody really fully understands why or remembers why. Wish we had more information on that.
All right, let's take this as a given then. So what if, I mean, I got to tell you, I had driven a lot on the left side of the road, but once I hadn't driven in about 3 years, and I was quite young, I was in my 20s, and I went to the rental car place. The guy walks me out to the car. I was there with my wife, then wife, and he said, you know how to drive. Oh, yeah, I know how to drive on the left side. And I promptly opened the wrong door and got in the passenger seat, which did not inspire a whole lot of confidence to the rental car guy. But what kind of tips do you have for those of us who might, as I say, land in England or in Thailand or any country where they drive on the left side of the street? What sort of safety and tips do you have for us?
Sure. Well, completely changing the side of the road we drive on can be very challenging. It's a completely different perspective from the driver's seat. It's a different position of the vehicle on the road and relative to everybody else using the road. So it can be very challenging and maybe even intimidating, such that some people might even pass on taking a trip. We don't want that to happen. So fortunately, there are some techniques the drivers can use to help out, both before they leave the U.S. and then once they're in a country where people are driving on the left side of the road. And to start, we'll start with before you leave the U.S. or North America. You know, when we learn to drive, if we sit in a left-hand drive vehicle, drive on the right side of the road, our brains are totally used to that. Very quickly, most drivers learn how to turn the wheels, you know, not too tight so they don't smack a curb, accelerating smoothly, braking smoothly. Very quickly, that becomes somewhat automated. So that allows the brain to kind of focus on all sorts of other things, like the environment and potential trouble there. But when we move to a car that or left side of the road, where we're sitting on the right side of the vehicle, all that goes back to square one. So it's almost like a mini relearning there. So the one idea is to let's get some experience before you leave the country. So let's, even though we can't probably find a right-hand drive car, let's see if we can safely drive on the left side of the road before we leave. And so, for example, you might be able to find a housing subdivision that hasn't been completed or an empty office park on the weekend and just practice.
I like that. Now, Bill, we only have 40 seconds left, Bill. So I want to throw in, don't play the radio when you're driving on the left side because that distracts you. Are there one or two other quick things before I say goodbye to you?
Have a passenger, if you possibly can, be an excellent set of second eyes. Start early. It's pretty dark early there, and communicate well and a lot also take a lot of breaks. This is very mentally taxing. So don't overdo it.
I would add in, and I'm going to ring off in a moment, but I would add in, watch how the locals approach a traffic circle, because that is tricky. Dr. William Van Tassel manages AAA's National Driver Training Program. Bill, all good advice. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the show today. This portion is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. You know, we've been talking about this terrific product for a while, and if you're still on the fence, let me try to get you on board. You know, we all want to feel healthy and energetic, but most of us often run on fumes. Exercising and eating right just becomes another thing on our to-do list and sometimes a bit of a grind. But it doesn't have to be hard because most of us aren't trying to become Olympians, but we'd all like to feel strong, healthy, and end the day with some energy left in the tank, which is why we encourage taking Field of Greens. It's whole organic fruits and vegetables with no extracts, no lab-made stuff, and just one scoop a day gives you simple, real nutrition. Field of Green feeds your body with fruits and vegetables medically chosen to support your heart, vital organs, and immune system. Some of the ways it can help is delivering steady energy throughout the day, no afternoon crashes, better sleep, even make your stomach feel better. So join us and make Field of Greens your go-to for getting the nutrients we all need, even on those bad eating days. And if you don't love it, just return it for a full refund. You got nothing to lose. As a show fan, you will receive 15% off plus free rush shipping if you go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. And as always, there's a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, airport hotels can be dismal places. After all, few guests check in for a vacation. They stay like one night because they have to be there in order to make an airline connection or have to overnight. But some airports do have hotels worth remembering. And Jill Robertson, my guest, recently identified a few for an article in a Foreign magazine. Her writing on travel and adventures appeared in National Geographic, Condé Nast Traveler, Travel and Leisure, and dozens of other magazines. And she's won a shelf full of travel writing awards. Jill, welcome to the show. What prompted this article? Did you one day find yourself surprised by an out-of-the-ordinary airport hotel?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I think we often turn to airport hotels, as you mentioned, when things go wrong. And in discovering some hotels, specifically the Grand Hyatt at San Francisco International, the Fairmont Vancouver Airport, and the Pullman Brisbane Airport Hotel in Australia, I realized that in some cases I really wanted to extend my time and plan a visit there either before or after a trip to kind of slow my roll and relax a little bit.
I agree. And you have stayed in those three, right?
I have, yes.
But you list a couple others, and I notice you list at Charles de Gaulle Airport outside of Paris, the Citizen M, which I think is one of the many hip brands of Marriott, correct?
Indeed. The Citizen M Paris Charles de Gaulle is one of the eight hotels I mentioned in the Afar article.
Well, let me throw another thought in there. That hotel is in a little complex. You take the train from Charles de Gaulle Terminal right to it, and there are like three or four hotels there, one of which is a Holiday Inn. And I was put up there twice by Air France because of flight problems, and I was surprised at how good the Holiday Inn was, too. So I think those three or four hotels are competing with each other, but they're doing a good job. What you also mentioned the TWA hotel, which, of course, is also a JetBlue terminal still, right?
Indeed.
And that's a Kennedy Airport. Right. And they turned the what used to be the old TWA terminal into a hotel with a pool up top. You can even just pay a daily fee to hang around a couple hours. You don't even have to stay at the hotel, as I recall.
That's really useful when you have a very long layover. Maybe you don't have time to get into the city, but you'd like to relax.
Right. And you had a couple other hotels that you know about. Why don't you tell us about those?
Some of the other hotels that I included in the article are the Wyndham Quito Airport in Ecuador, as well as the Crowne Plaza Changi in Singapore, and then also the Intercontinental Johannesburg Tambo Airport in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Well, I'm sure you've been to Singapore, and that Changi Airport is probably one of the most beautiful in the world. I mean, it's like you're in, I don't know, it's almost like you're in a park, you know, a water park. So I can imagine a hotel there might be very pleasant. And I did look it up online, as I'm sure you did. And it's certainly very pretty pictures, although a lot of hotels have very pretty pictures, right?
That's true. But I think especially airport hotels that have outdoor space that allow you to feel like you're more than just kind of trapped inside an airport space is really helpful. And it allows you to, you know, kind of calm the anxiety. Maybe you missed your flight. Maybe a flight was canceled. And so it's nice to just kind of relax and enjoy yourself in the time that you have to spend there.
Do you like airports?
I don't.
Really? I actually do like airports. I know that's unusual, but I can see why you'd like a good airport hotel.
I find that, you know, airports can be wonderful. You mentioned Changi. Some of them are quite nice to spend time when you need to, but for me, they're just a means to get somewhere else. And I find that the kind of hurry up and wait schedule is a little challenging for me. But airport hotels allow me to balance that time.
Jill Robertson is a travel writer. You can find more of her writing by going to her website, which is dangerjillrobinson.com. Jill, thanks for joining us, and we'll be right back.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
It is now 52 past the hour here in the New York City area as Mary and I welcome you back for the E-Block. Tennis in the U.S. Open is going to have our attention now, which is sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
There's no safe like Simply Safe, and whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or even your small business is always being looked after. With cutting-edge technology and a customer-first approach for award-winning protection, they're backed by 24/7 LifeGuard technology, and that's going to allow monitoring agents to respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks.
They have everything you need to make your place safe. There are no long-term contracts. Frankly, there are no contracts. It costs less than $1 a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry to save 20% as a show fan today, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, tennis fans, first held in August of 1881 on the grass courts at the Newport Casino, which is now home to the International Tennis Hall of Fame in Rhode Island, where we took this show back in June of 2021. The U.S. Open starts this Monday, August 19th, here in Queens, New York. Nicole Cancom is a managing director with the U.S. Tennis Association and joins us now with details.
Nicole, nice having you here with us today. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so great to be here.
Well, great having you here on this weekend. All right, so listen, the U.S. Open is a big deal in the tennis world. It draws a lot of travelers here to the New York City area. It's the fourth and final Grand Slam tournament of the year. If folks don't know, the Australian Open, the French Open, and then Wimbledon, they all precede it, so they come before it. So like every good sporting tournament, fans are certainly going to be taken care of over the next 3 weeks. Talk about Fan Week that's kicking off this upcoming week and what everyone will enjoy, whether it's from the athletes to the mixed madness, the actual start of the Open, things like that.
Well, yes, you've talked about some of the great events that we're having as a part of Fan Week. It is no longer the best-kept secret in tennis. People know about it. We had record crowds last year, and so we're going big this year. We've added a day to create even more content, more exciting things. The biggest and best thing about Fan Week is that it's free to get onto the grounds, so you can see all the top players practice, like Coco Gauff, Novak Djokovic, Carlos Alcaraz, and more, as they're getting ready for the Grand Slam, the final Grand Slam tournament of the year. We have something called the qualifying tournament. It's the fifth largest tournament in the country, and it's up-and-coming players competing for the last few slots in the main draw, so you never know who the next bright star that you might see up close and personal. And all of that is free, and it's a truly festival-like atmosphere on the ground, so you can experience the U.S. Open in a fun and accessible way.
Yeah, it's quite an event. We've been several times, and it really is a fabulous week, and I love that it's still free.
And what can you do for free in New York?
Exactly, not much in New York. So anyway,
Not much.
Nicole, a key event each year that I think is just wonderful is Arthur Ashe Kids Day, named after tennis great and humanitarian Arthur Ashe. So I saw a note in a press release that it's the largest grassroots tennis event in the world. Share what's on tap for that.
Absolutely. I mean, it really is our way to get more rackets in kids' hands, to showcase the sport and inspire a next generation of tennis stars, all in furtherance to that legacy of Arthur Ashe and what he believed in bringing tennis and education to young people. So 12 of the 17 courts will have tennis activities so young kids can get on a court, learn how to play the sport. We'll have face painters. We'll have all kinds of interactive activities throughout the grounds. And then that afternoon at 2 o'clock, there will be a live show in Arthur Ashe Stadium where the YouTube phenomenon Dude Perfect, this will be the third year that they've come back because they love the U.S. Open. They love tennis. And they'll do a fun show with some other bright tennis stars like Carlos Alcaraz. We'll have some doubles players. We'll have Iga Swiatek and others doing a really fun interactive show. And it's all about creating a love for the sport among young people.
So it's been a while since actually Mary and I have been, although as I'm listening to this, I'm beginning to ask why. But you know, really what it does, it's the old adage that you often overlook things that are in your own backyard. We've always thought the U.S. Open does a phenomenal job with the food offering. So a lot of planning goes into the fact that you have visitors coming from all over the world. So that has to be a big reason why there are so many choices and options. I know New York is also like a food cornucopia of the, as well, but is that part of it?
Absolutely. We jokingly say that we're in this amazing food festival with the side of tennis, but we've got some great celebrity chefs lined up for this year's event. And what's awesome is that during Fan Week, we have something called Flavors of the Open presented by Del Bell Tequila. So that's this coming Thursday, where you can pay one fee. That's one of our ticketed events during Fan Week. You pay a fee, but a portion of the proceeds are going to our USDA Foundation. And you can sample all the delicious bites and sips that are available throughout the tournament, and we'll have some of our celebrity chefs like Chef Kwame, Alex Guarnaschelli, Ed Brown, Chef Morimoto, and others. So you can interact with those chefs and then also taste all their delicious offerings.
Just like there's top players, those are some top chefs. So the Open itself ends September 8th, but for anyone looking for a last-minute trip to the New York City area and listening now in many of the drive markets, highly recommend Fan Week. You can't beat it at the U.S. Open if you're a tennis fan or if you just like big events. Like you said, you want to have some good meals. But there's even a concert. You have about 20 seconds left. There's a concert tomorrow night, Nicole, kicking it off, right?
Absolutely. Sounds of the Open. We've got country music star Dierks Bentley and special guest Chase Rice. It's the very first inaugural concert we've had in Louis Armstrong Stadium. It should be a great hit, and there are tickets still available on Ticketmaster.
All right, so I want to give folks the website. All of the information you're going to need for the U.S. Open, including schedules, it can be found at usopen.org. A very easy website, usopen.org. Good luck over the next 3 weeks, Nicole.
Thank you so much, and hopefully I'll see you out there, too.
Sounds great. Have fun.
Thank you. Yes. Have a good one.
You too. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, food, free,
it really
concerts,
is a fabulous week on those grounds.
Flavors of the Open.
Fan Week,
that
yep.
would be interesting. Mm-hmm. So right there. All right, folks, that is it for Hour 1 this week. Hour 2, well, it's just like it does every week. It's going to begin in 7 minutes with the NCF. Keep those radios locked in. Don't forget, you can also catch us anytime, anywhere, and via our live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.